is Matthew Wayne Selznick. And this is Sonatotum, episode 55. Hello, my friends. Every episode of Sonatotum, we talk about making stuff, finding success as we each define it, and staying healthy and sane in the process. We start off each show, and by we, I mean me, by talking about what's happened in the last week or so in my own creative endeavors, share my challenges, my successes, my experiences, what I've learned, in the hopes that maybe some of it will be useful to you. In this last week, I continued, you know what, I'm going to call it playing in my Shaper's World setting, the story world of my work in progress novel, Shadow of the Outsider, the follow-up to my previous novel, Light of the Outsider. I've been messing around in that story world still, playing with elements of the story, scenes, thinking about the characters. You know, I've got the thing sort of plotted out to, I'm going to say, right around the beginning of the second part of the second act. And, yeah, also just thinking about the world, doing some technical things. And that's, as I think I talked about in previous episodes, that's a little bit of procrastination. But also the thing that I've been thinking about in this past week is that this, and this is why I said it was play, is because it's about all I've got right now. For various reasons, I can't seem to sit down and actually add words to the manuscript. And I'm trying not to beat myself up about that because I am enjoying sort of the free range creativity. I've been working on so many things that are Shadow of the Outsider adjacent, like a wiki and some world building things and digging back into creating details about the map and all of these factors that are, you know, that all feed into supporting and supplemental interests of mine. So, yeah, no new words, but I think I need to just be in this place where I'm allowing myself to just stretch and play. I think I mentioned last episode that the time that I'm spending doing that is pretty much the only time I really feel content during the week. Like I'm, I don't know, like after a good run or a good workout session, but it's for my brain, for my emotional and creative well-being. I've said it before, playing around in the Shaper's world feels like being home. And so that's what I've been doing. So another thing that happened this past week, on Friday, I took part in a panel sponsored by the Harris County Public Library in, I think they're in Texas. Yeah, they're in Texas. I was invited to do this this virtual panel some months back. Originally, it was going to be live, but they opted to do a pre-recorded thing, and then they'll be releasing it to their patrons and on their social media, et cetera, in November for NaNoWriMo, or National Novel Writing Month. It was a panel on villains, writing villains, basically, writing good antagonists. And yeah, so I showed up on the streaming video and was there with three other authors, including the moderator. And I will have their information in the show notes. I got permission to distribute the panel discussion after it's come out in November. So I'll be sharing that with you when the time comes, either video or audio or both. probably a link to their video, and then I'll put the audio in the podcast feed. And, you know, every now and again, I show up for these things. I do these panels. It's fun to talk shop. There's always a slim chance that someone either on the panel or in the audience, whether it's live or pre-recorded, the eventual audience, that they'll, you know, take a shine to what I'm talking about and either buy one of my books or employ me as an author services provider. I was not shy about doing self-promotion. That's part of why you're there. It's expected. But I made sure to deliver on actionable things that the viewers can take with them into their work. And if you don't know what National Novel Writing Month is, it's a nonprofit that has been sponsoring this literacy and creative writing event for, man, at least maybe 20 years, wherein folks are challenged to write a 60,000 word novel in 30 days. It's a big thing. It's international. And I think they do raise money for various literacy causes and whatnot. And I believe I've only participated in National Novel Writing Month once. I've never completed National NaNoWriMo. Let's call it that. I've never completed it. There's so much planning and intellectual infrastructure that goes into my major projects. I don't see the point personally. You know, I appreciate the folks who do participate in it. I've known plenty of people who either completed their 60,000 word rough draft in that month, or they got far enough along that it inspired them to complete it. So hooray for it. It's a great thing. Just not for me, but I was very happy to be invited to participate in one event that supports the folks who are doing NaNoWriMo. So yeah, that was my creative week. Not much tangible to show for it, but yeah, that's okay. I'm trying to give myself a little break in that regard. I'm trying to allow myself to roam creatively. Last week I talked about instigating a third shift. I've been trying to be creative in the morning, then doing client work in the early afternoon into the early evening, then, you know, dinner and whatnot, and then attempting to do a third shift where I come back and do more creative stuff until it's time to fall over. There were some nights this week where I had to dedicate that third shift to doing client work. Some personal responsibilities took away from work time during the week, so time has to be spent somewhere. There are deadlines. But on other evenings, I did. I've been, like I said, I've been playing. Yeah, there's a part of me that feels a little guilty about not actually adding words to a manuscript, but I'm going to stop putting these expectations on myself, because it just creates a cycle of guilt and depression and rinse, repeat. So that's it. That's the week. This episode 55 of Sonatotum, happens to be being recorded on the 15th of October, 2022, which is also the 18th anniversary of my very first podcast episode back in 2004, October 15th, 2004. I was apparently the 41st podcaster in existence. And here we are. my time creating podcasts is now old enough to vote, old enough to fight in a war. I am remarkably ambivalent about the 18th anniversary, similar to my attempts to not put expectations on myself with my productivity as far as the novel. If I look too closely at the time that has passed since that first podcast episode back in 2004, it does not serve the stay healthy and sane in the process part of our mission here at Sonatotum. A lot has happened in these last two decades, and not a whole lot that I would want to have happened. So I don't want to dwell too much on that. I want to acknowledge the anniversary. It's very easy for me to remember being in my office, the lush and lavish studios of MWS Media, in the high desert of Southern California at that time. And there was no lush and lavish studio. It was my working office. And I dug out my music recording equipment, my mixing board, huge, big analog mixing board that I had from when I had been in bands and such, heavy, like 30-pound thing, and cobbled together a bunch of assorted cables to feed it into my, I think at that point I had a big bulky sound card that plugged into the front bay of my computer, you know, back when computers had like a floppy drive slot and a CD-ROM slot in the front of the computer. Well, I used one of those slots for this creative sound card that had all kinds of fancy inputs and outputs, and set up my Shure SM58 microphone, which I can't even find these days. I'm not even sure if I still own it. It's probably packed away somewhere. And did a very awkward first podcast episode and played a bunch of major label music in between my rambling before any of us had thought too hard about how that was probably not a good idea to do for licensing reasons. And hand-coded my RSS feed, popped it up on my website, which at the time I think was mwsmedia.com. I don't think I'd even had mattselznick.com yet, and put it out into the world and joined a very small community that was growing by the week. And the rest is kind of actual history. You can still hear that episode, first episode of the MWS Media Radio Show podcast. It's up there at the Internet Archive. I'll have a link to it in the show notes. I linked to it a few episodes back when I realized that I had had my 250th podcast episode, something like that. I don't even remember where the numbering count is. Because it's not important, my friends. It's not important how many episodes there have been. It's not even really all that important how long I've been doing this. It's worth acknowledging that there's a creative thing that I've been doing more or less consistently for 18 years, because there are very few of us still around who have been doing it this long, or who are doing it. Let me put it this way, who are doing it now and who started as long ago as that. Very few of us. And honestly, I spend more time editing and producing other people's podcasts than I do on my own these days, which is fine. That's good. I'm getting paid for it. So yeah, it was a long time ago. And as I mentioned, it doesn't have the most positive effect on my mindset to think about how long ago that was. And it's giving me cause to reflect, and reflection typically for me shows me perceived shortcomings, which is that's not super healthy, but that is what's happening. I'm not pleased that nearly 20 years and I'm largely creatively, if you look at it one way or in a particular way, I am largely kind of right where I was then. Now that's a ridiculous thing to do, because in these 18 years, less than a year after that first podcast episode, I released my first novel. And in that time, in those 18 years, there have been three novels and a fourth novel length serial still in progress, and a short story collection, and an anthology that I edited, and other assorted short stories. And is it as much as I would like to have done in 20 years, 18 years? Absolutely not. But I'm going to try not to ignore the things that were done certainly more creative accomplishments than in the 18 years previous. So that's good. And it comes back to the thing I said at the beginning about how I'm trying to allow myself to experience some creative play. Now, part of this is indeed the fact that there's not a whole lot of mental or emotional energy right now in my reservoir. I have the drive. I don't have the energy to execute on the drive. So I'm allowing, I mean, I probably need some recharge. And even though it's a daily fight to not feel guilty for not moving forward in a tangible way, I think it's probably necessary. How's it going for you? Have you been making things? Are you satisfied with the progress that you're making? I asked you last week to tell me how you're dividing your time. And I still invite comment on that, how you are allocating your available time between, I assume, a day job and interpersonal responsibilities and your creative endeavors. How's that going? Do you feel okay with where you're at progress-wise? Is there something that I can do or that we as a community can do to help us get on track if you're not on track, or to help you stay on track if you are? Don't hesitate to reach out and talk to me about it. You can email me at matt@mattselznick.com. You can leave a comment in the show notes for this episode, episode 55, at mattselznick.com. Just click on the podcast link and find this episode, episode 55, and leave your comment there. If you'd like to leave me a little voice message, you can email that once again to matt@mattselznick.com. You can just record it on your phone and just send that file over to me, and I'll play it on the show and I'll respond in the show. These are the doldrums, I guess. There's not a whole lot of wind in my sail. I wouldn't say I'm adrift, but I'm not necessarily moving forward. But I am taking the time. Let's see how far I can stretch this maritime metaphor. I am taking the time while we wait for the wind to kick up, taking the time to carve some scrimshaw and scrub the decks and sew the sails and mend the ropes. I'm doing things that will serve me one way or the other, just not writing. And I know that that has got to change. It's just not happening. So I'm trying to be okay with that. How are you? It's really all I got for you this week, my friends. Honestly, I would love to wrap this up and get back to playing around with learning 3D landscape and environment design in Unreal Engine and in Quad Spinner Gaia, a couple of pieces of software that I'm engaged with. Visualizing the Shaper's World helps me be in it. And it's all stuff that I share with my patrons and that I will eventually share with the world at large through various supplemental products related to the Shaper's World. Maybe next time we'll revisit the subject of a creative franchise and why that's the approach I take and why indeed it can be so distracting. But for now, I want to mention, speaking of patrons, I want to mention my patrons, J.C. Hutchins and Ted Leonhardt, who pledge at the Paramount and Exceptional levels, respectively, and so have earned the privilege. Really, it's my privilege to have them as patrons, but they get their names said out loud in the podcast because I'm grateful for them, and I'm grateful for all my patrons. If you would like to support this podcast and my other creative endeavors as a patron. You can do so at mattselznick.com/b-a-patron, or you can go to patreon.com/mattselznick. You can pledge as little as $3 a month. If you pledge $5 or more, you get the uncut, unedited edition of this podcast every week. And every digital product, short stories, novels, sketches, poems, music, whatever, that I create for the duration of your patronage. There are a whole lot of other perks that patrons get access to. Everything from behind-the-scenes materials to actual work-in-progress documents, drafts, excerpts. When I make something as a work-in-progress through the week, usually that same day I'm sharing it with my Paramount-level patrons. That's one example. mattselznick.com/b-a-patron or patreon.com/mattselznick. Pledge at least $3 a month for the love, $5 and up if you'd like the perks and privileges of being a patron. When we reach $100 a month in gross patron revenue, I'll be dedicating 10% to 826 National, an American charity nonprofit that is dedicated to helping school children become creative writers. So you're not just supporting me, you're helping to create the next generation of writers once we get that patron's pledge level up to $100 a month. If you would like to support the show through your goodwill and good word, please don't hesitate to leave a rating and review for Sonatotum anywhere you listen to podcasts, whether that's Spotify or Apple Podcasts, Google, or wherever. There's always a way to leave a rating and a review for Sonatotum. Ratings take just a second, 4, 5 stars, whatever you think is appropriate. Writing a review in your own words takes a little longer, but it's very much appreciated. Anywhere you get your podcasts, please do leave a rating and review. It helps the show a lot. And don't forget to subscribe if you're not already subscribed. However you get your podcasts, make sure that you subscribe. Hit that subscribe button for Sonatotum so you get every episode as soon as it's released. Usually that's Monday morning Pacific time. Oh, let's not forget. If you listen to the end of every Sonatotum episode, you know this. You get to hear about the discounts on my creative services for authors, podcasters, and other creators that I offer. And that discount is only for listeners of Sonatotum. I don't talk about it anywhere else. To find out what the current discounts are available to you and only you as a listener of Sonatotum, visit mattselznick.com/listener-love. Find out what the deals are right now. They're just for you as my measure of appreciation for you coming around every week and listening all the way to the end. All right, maybe I'll have a little more energy next week. Meanwhile, it's a blustery day. I didn't get a whole lot of sleep. And I want to go back to playing. My name is Matthew Wayne Selznick. Take care.